Millions of Americans remember where they were 56 years ago today. November 22nd, 1963. Like today, it was a Friday. President John F. Kennedy and First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy left Fort Worth, Texas, and arrived in Dallas. Cheering crowds lined the streets. At 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time, Walter Cronkite interrupted the soap opera As the World Turns on CBS.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
At Parkland Hospital, there was a frantic but futile effort to save the president's life.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Again, Walter Cronkite. As people watch their TV screens, Cronkite takes his glasses off, looks up at the clock on the wall, and speaks.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th president of the United States.
The 3 days that followed were unprecedented in the country's history. Americans united in shock and grief in front of their televisions, as if they were gathered in one vast living room, was the way historian Robert Caro described it. The three TV networks, yes, there were just three in 1963, dropped commercials and carried only programming related to the assassination. The coverage culminated with Kennedy's funeral on Monday, November 25th, 1963.
The cars are now pulling up in front of St. Matthew's Cathedral. A long line of black cars as far as you could see.
Late that afternoon, President Kennedy was buried at Arlington National Cemetery, where an eternal flame burns as people visit more than 50 years later.